we're on. Steven says, are we recording? Are we recording live?
And we're off to the races.
We are off. And we see a horse going down. Have you ever been to a horse race?
No.
I went to one.
You did?
The Santa Ana racetrack. And there's an energy when you get in there.
You know what? I feel like this could be a Squid Game where the people have to be dressed up as horses.
I haven't
and
seen
whoever,
it yet.
Never mind.
Everyone has seen it but me.
Yeah. I think, why? Why are you holding out?
I'll tell you why. Because since I am pregnant, and you're going to be hearing a lot of that on the episode, nothing about me wants to watch anything scary, gory. I don't want to watch anything with bad vibes.
This
I want to be
the Chelsea Skinmore I know.
No, it's not. It's not. It's not. It's I want to like surround myself with like comforting stuff.
Oof.
And it's a feeling that you have. So I'm like, oh, I don't want to be scared. Because you don't want to feel jolted. You don't want to feel stressed out. Like, you want to maintain an inner calm. You just feel it in your body.
And how are we feeling at the Comedy Store?
I'm feeling fine because it's the daytime and it's just us.
Oh.
So that's good. Hi. Oh. So do you recommend it?
Yeah. I think once you're not pregnant anymore and you've had the baby and you're ready to watch violence, this might be your
thing. It is violent, right?
Super violent.
Yeah. I don't know Super why, bad. Just not. Even, like, on Halloween, I was like, we can't watch Hereditary. Like, I've seen it. Have you seen Hereditary?
I watched it, and I closed my eyes most of the time. I was terrified by it.
It is. But I was like, I can't even I've seen it already twice. I was like, I can't see it a third time.
Here's the thing. I'm one of those people that if anything is scary, I need to close my eyes and my ears and just go, everything's okay. I'm in this. I'm just, everything's okay. I turn to a crazy person.
You sing
person.
That song every time? Do you rock back and forth?
And I don't know what's scarier, the movie or me doing that.
Wait, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. You get it?
I don't want to. It's like I'm a crazy person. Hey, guys, welcome to the Chelsea Skinmore Show.
And today's guest, Leah Lamar. No, so I remember seeing the movie The Orphan in theaters. No,
oh, you're already terrifying.
It
just
rocked
the word,
me.
Just the word, The Orphan.
Little kids
me.
Are so scary in movies. Why are little kids always on a swing going, la, 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 la? Or you're always walking down to the basement and they have their back to you and they're like, la, 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 la.
Chelsea, your baby's going to be a child star.
But not a horror child star.
Where did
please?
We get the word whore from?
Okay, so you know the little... Horror!
Oh.
You know the little girl from Hereditary? Like, if you imagine, you're like, yeah, my kids, like, can look enough to look like a horror film kid.
Yeah.
Wait, where's that from again?
I don't know. I think it's from you.
No.
You?
Wait.
What was in there? Oh, it's from the dog video.
Where's what dog video?
You know when the little dog, when the guys, when the dog is making voices and a man makes the dog pretend to speak and he's like, yeah, what was in there?
Is this like a TikTok Instagram video?
It was like one of the original viral YouTube videos.
I didn't catch
from
that
1940.
How old were you there?
2096.
What country was that?
In Afghanistan?
While we're on Afghanistan? I mean, oh, that is a country.
Afghanistan?
Isn't it?
No, I know Afghanistan
that, of course
is a country.
I know that, but isn't there John?
No.
I feel like
no
he would know for some reason.
I just made
Tony?
This up. Okay. There's no Afghanistan. There's no Afghanistan.
There might be.
Remember Chelsea's becoming a world leader.
I'm actually, you know what's odd is every time we somehow get into geography on my podcast and I'm so horrible. It's like a running theme that just magically comes in every time. Was it a real laugh?
No.
That was so Jewish. It's like a pained.
What was Jewish? Was I eating
it.
Pastrami?
It reminded me of the mom from Transplant or what was that show called?
Afghanistan.
No. What was that show called? That was on HBO.
I have no idea.
Transparent.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Did you watch
that?
That
was an Amazon Prime show.
Oh.
No.
You're right.
Oh, was it?
That was an incredible show.
What's it like being pregnant?
Girl. I'm in a great place right now. Thank you for asking.
You're welcome.
Second trimester. And I'm feeling really good. And the first trimester, I had a really hard time. I was sick. I was throwing up. I was nauseous. I had no energy every day for 3 months. And now I am feeling good. I have my energy back. And I feel so good to the point where I'm, like, worried everything's okay. Because all of a sudden I'm like, I don't, like, there's no drama. So something must be wrong.
An addiction to chaos, perhaps?
Yeah, I
bom,
think so.
Bom, bom.
Yeah, yeah. My therapist suggested I get into the ACA work before the baby's born.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I feel good. I'm in like a good place, and let's just see how that goes.
Let's just say I'm an ACA and we see how I turned out.
How are you doing? Leah?
I'm okay.
How are we loving the new place? You moved to a new place.
Chelsea,
first time you've lived alone, may I say?
You may. First time I've signed a lease as an adult.
Did you need a co-signer?
No.
Queen.
Thank you.
Queen.
Thank you.
When you don't need a did you need a co-signer for your car?
No.
Isn't that a good feeling? Because this past lease that I just did, because my credit was fixed enough where I didn't need a co-signer.
Oh, you want a new car?
No, not yet.
Okay.
But it was for the lease that I just had.
Okay, yeah.
For the past couple of years. But I was never in a position to not need a co-signer for anything. So it felt so good. It feels so, it's like very adult.
Yeah, this is the only way I like to be mature.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to be carded everywhere else I go.
Do you know? Do you still get carded?
No.
I never get carded.
You know, I do sometimes, and it's usually when it's like, they're also carding the guys with beards and that are like gray, yeah. You know, and they're like mandatory. That's just, and I'm like, can you just make it flattering? Can you just be like, you look so young. We have to check your ID.
Gentlemen, I want to note Leah loves facial hair on the subject of beards.
LOL.
Is that what you look for in a guy?
I would say my top qualities are kindness.
Yeah.
They tip servers well.
Yes.
And I would say the most important one is that they have a huge dick. So
thank you for your honesty.
Yeah. Really memorable.
But you also like facial hair.
Facial hair. I love facial
hair. How much?
I just want them to look exactly like my dad.
And we're back.
welcome to the Chelsea Skinmore Show, where just hang
How
out.
How much facial hair does your dad have?
I mean, just like a normal.
Do you like
close
scraggly?
To the...
Is that the word?
No, I don't like a big beard. I don't like a beard that looks like you're hiding secrets or birds or
I thought
weapons.
You liked a big beard.
No, I just need at least a 5 o'clock shadow.
Oh, yeah.
But if you have a spotty beard, it's probably not going to work. I need chest hair. I need a
You need chest hair.
Oh, love. Mama, love.
You like a burly man.
Burlington Coat Factory.
No, you do, though, right?
There. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love a burly man. I like a
mountain man.
I prefer a man of the mountain. A bear.
Like they have an insulated coffee cup. You know, like they go on. Like, do you.
They wear flannel, unironically.
They go
Not because they're going to a commercial audition.
They have a camper.
I'm the camper.
Would you go camping?
I've been camping. And I will say, it does feel like you're being held hostage.
I hate camping.
I prefer glamping. I prefer cabin in the woods on a lake.
Yeah.
Versus.
That sounds like a horror movie.
A tent. No, a tent is a horror movie.
I went camping one time in high school. We just got a tent and went
into. And I see we survived.
Yeah, we did. We went into the woods behind our high school and we just like went there with beer and a tent and like made a fire. You know what I mean? And I just remember waking up and like the way your mouth tastes when you wake up when you're camping.
I hated that noise.
Which I know.
Are we doing ASMR now?
Do you have misophonia? Yeah.
No. But I do now.
But like, you know, when you but you know when you wake up and you're just like, I feel disgusting. Like my
Every
hair smells like fire. Yeah, I don't like it. I'll never go camping again. Went once, didn't need it. Didn't get to hook up with a guy I wanted to hook up with. What's the point of camping?
That sounds horrible.
Yeah.
I wake up every day now feeling like there's some sort of chemical explosion in my mouth because I got Invisalign.
Oh, are you wearing it?
No, I'm not wearing it now. I took it out right before I saw you. Thank you. I'm a classy lady. But when you wear basically headgear for 8 hours, you're wearing like a mouth guard for eight hours. And when you pop it out, literally is like there's poison on your teeth.
Yeah. Did you have to do the bands with the Invisalign?
No, there's no bands. I have little attachments on my teeth, not to brag. So I'm not trying to smile too much.
You mean the little like squares they put on the base? You can't. I had Invisalign.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it didn't work. No, I had it.
What do you mean it didn't work?
Well, I stopped wearing it.
Well,
and now
so
my
it's not that
teeth
it didn't work.
Shifted
it's just
back.
That you stopped.
I didn't make it work.
Yeah, you didn't make it work.
Yeah, I wore it for a long time, and then when Steven moved in, I was like, I don't want to wear this anymore. But I needed to wear it. They didn't tell me that I would have to wear it with bands because part of my problem was my overbite, so they would be shifting like my bite or whatever. And I was like, I didn't sign up for that. Like, I'm not wearing fucking braces. And I felt like they tricked me, and I would always get into a fight with this orthodontist office every time I went there. I was so rude to them. So I just stopped wearing it because I was like, I don't want to go back there.
Wow.
And now my teeth paid the price.
Yeah, you really gave up on your teeth.
Are you far in?
Yeah. I'm like on tray 9. I'm on tray 9 out of 17. I'm really looking forward to having perfect bottom teeth because they're like a picket fence.
Really?
At a haunted house.
I see.
Well, not anymore. No, they're like halfway done.
I don't remember you having uncrooked. No, you just wanted to do a little something extra.
No, Chelsea, this is halfway through.
I don't remember you having.
My teeth looked like they were in a fight.
Hmm.
You know, one was I like, I'm going to put my back
teeth,
to you.
Though.
That's nice.
Yeah.
And you can enjoy yours.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Is it hot in here?
I'm boiling.
It is hot.
Are we in a fight or is it hot in here?
I felt the temperature rising.
I'm sweating.
But is the AC loud, John? Is AC loud? Do we want a little AC?
I think that I need it.
Okay.
I'm about to break a sweat and happen. I haven't even gone for a
I'm
run.
I'm sweating under my arms.
Yeah, that's where it's about
but
to
I'm
get
But I'm always
hot.
Sweating under my arms.
I don't usually sweat under my arms. So that's how I know it's really hot in here. I'm usually a chin sweater, which is
a chin sweater?
Disgusting.
I've never heard of that.
I know. So here's how it happened. You know me.
One day?
You know that I'm the palest person that ever lived.
Quite.
Come on in.
Come in. Come in.
You're already making the noise. You might as well. Are you opening the door to let air in? Or let out a fart?
You could talk.
Or let in Elijah?
You could say something.
Both. AC's on.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay, cool. So that works?
Yeah, I just feel like you guys blocking out is a bad thing.
Wait, well, blocking out?
Yeah, from the heat. Probably.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Thank you. Yes. We like a little air. I think that's okay.
I did want a nap, so.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Thank you. No, that's good. Okay. Thank you so much. We got an adjustment, guys. We
and
got
back.
Open.
And we're back.
And we're back.
So I'm very pale. So I would go hiking in full body suit, basically.
Yes.
And everyone would
I've
be
seen
like,
it.
Aren't you hot? Yeah, yeah. I'd be wearing long sleeves, a hat. Basically wearing a burqa.
Yeah, you look
and,
crazy.
And yeah, I look like a survivalist.
Like a tourist.
You know what I mean? No, I look like I'm trying to survive the apocalypse, you know? And I'm like, when the sun rays become so strong,
I
whatever.
Thought you looked like a Japanese tourist.
Thank you, Chelsea. So anyway, and we're back. So my body got used to extreme temperatures in a lot of clothes. So I stopped sweating at a certain point. Literally, the only place that I started to sweat from was my chin because it was the only place I was exposed.
Oh my God.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
I stopped sweating underneath my arms. I stopped sweating. It was bizarre.
And is that still going on now?
Kind of. I haven't sweat in a while.
What about when you work out?
Yeah, chin.
But just the chin?
I'll like lightly perspirate, but not really sweat.
Have you always been that way though?
No.
Don't you feel like the detoxification process
there's something wrong.
Needs to happen?
Did we like the word detoxification?
I was trying to find what I wanted to say.
I liked it. I feel like I have enough kale that I'll be okay.
Kale?
I don't actually have any kale.
You know what I was thinking about before you came here is how a requirement of yours when you're dating someone is for them to have a space heater in front of your side of the bed.
Chelsea.
Are you still that way?
I really need you to vet all of the guys I'm dating.
Hello? Yeah.
I would
like to do that.
So much easier if you just weeded them out. You're like, I'm sorry. And do you have a space heater? Because it doesn't make me sound crazy.
Do they have that app yet where your friends pick the guy? Didn't they make something like that?
You know, I made a like joke app where your grandma picks the guy a long time ago, your bookie.
Yeah.
But I think it's better if your friends pick because your parents always want the wrong things.
Right.
You know, and your friends know you better
yeah.
in a different way, in a more age appropriate, generational
yeah.
way. I feel like you would actually do a great job at picking my partner.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
I do. And also what's interesting is when you get to see the way that your friends communicate to guys, like some of my friends have had trouble with dating and then they'll share with me what their text messages look like. And I'm like, oh, you're the problem. And I'm not saying this about you.
No,
but
I'm probably the problem.
No, I don't know if I've seen that with you, but like two girlfriends I can think of, I'm like, first of all, like, why are you sending them naked pictures when you haven't met yet? Or you're like sending them a million text messages or like a million emoticons. And it's like,
okay, well, I'm not that person.
Yeah.
I will tell you, I did go on a date last week.
You did?
I've been on 3 dates in the last couple weeks.
Walk us through all of them.
Which is a lot for me. No, because I haven't really been dating. Mm-hmm. Like, I haven't really dated in the last year and a half. Mm-hmm. You know, 2 out of 3 of these people.
Who?
One is a actor.
Oh, you told me that one.
Yeah, one is like an actor comedian,
yeah.
but more so actor.
Yeah.
And then the third guy is someone I met off Hinge.
Do I know him?
No, but he's super hot.
Okay. We don't have the same taste.
I'm about to say he looks like me with a beard.
But you're attracted to people with similar features, I think, to you.
Yeah, I think so. It's some sort of weird narcissism. But he's very tall.
Yeah. Ooh, I love tall.
Oh, God.
You wouldn't know.
I'm like, is he hot or is he just tall? You know, like, that's always the problem.
Tall is hot, though.
I know.
Tall.
I want to climb a guy like a tree.
Love.
Like I'm camping.
Yeah.
He's my bear and my tree. He's the whole nature experience.
Love it.
And then, should I make a
maple syrup semen reference?
Okay.
Moving on.
That was the third one. This is
Wait, who's the other one I know?
The comedian and the actor comedian. No, the actor comedian and the actor. I'll tell you after. I'm not going to name their names here.
Oh, wait. Maybe you did tell me both. You did tell me both.
I did tell you both.
Okay. I didn't know any of them, but you told me who they were.
One was a setup from a mutual friend.
Yeah.
One was someone that I did a show with mm-hmm. that I hadn't seen in a while. And we just caught up and we're like, oh, maybe like there's something here. Mm-hmm. And then the third guy was Hinge. I gotta say, I kind of have a crush on someone I know right now.
Ooh.
I know.
And?
It's not good.
Why?
Because he and I are very, very close friends.
Okay.
And we already had to have a talk about this maybe like 7 months ago.
Who brought up?
He did, actually.
So he feels it.
Well, we've made out before through the years.
And do I know him?
You definitely know him.
Okay.
And we've been friends for a very long time, and he's been nothing but a sweet little angel in my life. Mm-hmm. And I can't tell if I have a crush on him because he's nice to me and he's super cute and great and I'm like on the hunt.
Yeah.
Or if.
Well, they sound like good qualities so far.
Yeah, he's great. There's actually like, he's a great guy.
Yeah.
Like, I would want him to date one of my friends.
And why did you decide that it wasn't a good idea?
Because we do a lot of stuff together, a lot of projects and things together, and it's we want to maintain that relationship.
Mm.
And the other thing is, I think there's like a religion issue, which has happened to me a lot of times in the past. When I went to school in Virginia, I was dumped two times by guys who were like, my parents would love you if you were just a friend, but like if you were my partner, they'd hate you because they hate Jews.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
And this person hates Jews?
No. Totally doesn't hate Jews at all. Just, I think, family vibes.
Yes.
Would prefer if he dated someone in his religion.
Yes, yes, yes.
And that's kind of a
bummer. Sensing Middle Eastern.
Ooh, she's so good at this. Middle Eastern is kind of my thing.
Yeah.
I love Middle Eastern.
Yeah,
men.
You do.
Love them.
They're
so
handsome.
If you're listening and you're Middle Eastern over 6
Persian?
Feet tall, oof, daddy.
Attractive.
So hot.
Yeah.
Anyway, so gave enough, please. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, God, wouldn't it be so weird?
So, where are we at now with him?
Just friends.
Okay.
We talk every day.
You talk every day?
Yeah, we like FaceTime and call. And
that's big, FaceTiming.
Well, we're like best friends.
Mm-hmm. And you know what happened with me and my best friend.
I know. I literally thought about you last night.
Yeah.
I was like, isn't it just easier when you marry your best friend?
Yeah.
And he's so respectful of women.
Mm.
And he's the kind of person that doesn't want to just make out with someone just to make out.
Yeah.
Or sex. He wants to really connect with someone on a deeper level. And I do find that that's rare in LA.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to say it, but I think that's true.
Yeah.
I've dated plenty of guys who just kind of want to keep things casual or not feel the full commitment, or they put up an emotional barrier because they know that if they really let you see them, then it's like, this is a relationship and they're not ready for a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that was like the biggest issue, I think, with most of the guys that I dated was they all had commitment issues previously. Every guy I wanted to be with. No. One of them was engaged, but it didn't work out.
Yeah.
And none of them are married otherwise. So it's like, I'm glad I didn't wait around.
Yeah.
But at a certain point, it's like, if you don't want the same thing as me, like, I can't. See, I think, like, the biggest mistake that I used to make is that guys will tell you what they want. And every girl will ignore it. Or most girls, and they'll say, I can change this guy, or I'm special, it's going to be different with me.
Wait, I'm not special. Okay, go on.
But it's everyone thinks they're so much more special than every other girl they've dated. It's not that you're not a special person, but it doesn't mean anything to this. Like, they're just stuck in their ways, and you're not going to convince them otherwise, and I truly think that's the way that it is. That's just my experience.
It's exhausting.
Yeah.
There's this Sex and the City episode that everyone keeps telling me about.
Which one?
It's the one where they're talking about men are like taxi cabs, mm-hmm. and either their light is on or their light is off.
Yeah.
And you have to catch them when their light is on, or they'll just pick up some random girl down the street.
Yeah.
Like, you've been chasing this cab, and then, like, their light is off, and the second their light is on, and you stopped running, and then, like, suddenly there's some random girl they decide to marry.
Yeah, and it's crazy, too, because it's, like, I think with guys, like, they really have to be ready to make that commitment, and I think every girl isn't necessarily like that, and, like, there's more of a, like, we'll see, but a guy's either, like, in it or not, I think.
It's interesting because I've usually considered myself the kind of person who's always been ready for a relationship. But now, in hindsight, I don't think that's true. And of course, from your reaction, you know, and I feel finally like I am ready for a real relationship. I think I wanted some form of stability, but it wasn't, the relationship was never going to fix my problems. Mm-hmm. And I think that I thought that that would help in some way, but I need to fix me before I got some sort of actual partner. And I feel like now that I have a level of stability I've never had before, mm-hmm. and self-esteem and confidence and self-worth, I don't know who she is, but she's here. You know, like, signed a lease on my two bed, two bath.
You have a two bed?
Yeah.
Girl.
I know. I don't even.
What are you doing with the other room?
Just like to hear it echo. I just like to walk in.
Do you have anything in there? Is it like a closet?
I just walk in and go, I'm rich. And then I walk out.
Wow.
I'm actually not rich, just in case anyone thought that. But
it's
an exercise room.
Amazing.
And then there's a closet that I just use for storage. And then I'm making it like a live workspace.
Yeah.
So I'm adding a little meditation corner. And then setting up, my podcast studio is in the main area, mm-hmm. but I'm going to move it into that room. Okay. And then I've got a little balcony over there where I drink my morning coffee.
Cute. It sounds like you have some nice routines going.
Love not having a routine that sounds like a routine.
Yeah.
The only routine that I have is I definitely wake up.
Uh-huh. Wait, do you always drink your coffee on the balcony?
For the most part.
Because I have a balcony that I hardly use.
Why don't you use it?
You don't, I don't know. It looks at Griffith Park Observatory, too.
What? I'm coming over to your balcony.
It's so cute.
You have to use it.
You have to come over, by the way.
I know.
Yeah, it's all right.
Well, I just like the outside experience.
Yeah.
I like being outside, smelling the morning, having my little coffee. And
do you still drink Trader Joe's oat milk?
I don't drink oat milk anymore.
Oh, too much sugar?
It upsets my stomach.
It does?
Everything upsets my stomach.
To be honest, you introduced me to Trader Joe's oat milk and I hate it.
Oh, then don't
it's
drink
water.
That. Wait, do you know what?
Isn't it water?
Okay, I have to tell you something.
I like the Oatly oat milk.
Don't drink that one. Okay,
there's a reason why it tastes so good.
I'm gonna tell you something.
Okay.
We need to split an Erewhon membership.
Yes!
Oh my god, can we?
Maybe. But
wait, let me tell you why.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm in.
So I follow this health food blogger on Instagram.
You'll already give me the name after?
I already hate myself. What?
You'll give me the name after?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's like the Food Babe or something.
Oh, okay.
And she posted this one thing that I got really triggered by was, you think your alternative milk is healthy for you. And I was like, oh, fuck. I know. And then
what does she know?
Literally
she know?
Every single product, I was like, this is in my fridge.
Like what?
Well, it's because we think that it's healthy because of what it says, but we're not actually reading the ingredients.
Right.
And it's just a whole bunch of bullshit. And she was like, you have to get raw organic milk. So I've been going to Erewhon and getting raw organic coconut milk and raw organic almond milk.
Uh-huh.
Which
does the coconut milk upset your stomach?
No.
Okay.
But I like the almond milk a lot. But the thing is that it tastes different because it's raw organic milk.
What brand is it? Erewhon brand?
Mm-hmm.
What section is that?
Where like the juices are.
Okay.
Yeah. I can meet you there.
Yeah.
Let's go to Erewhon.
It's only 6 minutes from me. How far is it from you?
4.
Okay.
Oh my God. Should we have an Erewhon date?
I don't know if I'll want to go right after this because my dog will be alone for 5 hours by the time I get home.
I'm so hurt.
But we live so close. We'll go.
We'll meet in the middle.
Wait, so yeah.
So that's what we have to do.
What did they say about Oatly?
Just has, all of it just has chemicals and sugar.
Chemicals?
Preservatives. If you need me to find the post right now, I'll do it.
I can wait.
Okay. Thank you.
I can wait. Fuck.
But
I love that oat milk. And
I know.
It steams so well. I have a steamer that I make a latte with.
Look, I'm just trying to help us.
What other food should we be aware of? Because you're great at fitness.
Oh my God. Thank you.
Even though this isn't, this goes hand in hand with
fitness. Well, you know
what's
crazy is I had a knee injury almost a year.
Yeah.
And I wasn't able to run.
Yeah.
Running is my favorite thing in the world.
Mm.
And no one can relate to that.
No one. I couldn't hate it more.
No, I used to run Central Park after work every day.
Were you on track?
No. I was in soccer, basketball, and lacrosse.
Okay.
And then I got this knee injury and I wasn't able to run. And there's a level of depression you feel when you can't do cardio or do the things you like. And I think walking
works.
If you do
a lot of cardio.
I think walking works because you just get out of your house and you're whatever, but it's not the same if you love running.
Yeah.
And yesterday, literally yesterday, was the first day I was able to run.
Oh.
And I was smiling ear to ear. I pet a baby deer.
What?
A literal baby deer came up to me. I'll show you the video. I literally couldn't.
Wait,
believe.
I'm so happy. I'm sure that was such a great feeling.
Oh my God.
Do you listen to music? Like really bad techno? Who called you? The guy?
Yeah.
Okay, show me the name.
No.
I won't say it out loud.
I just feel like...
Just show me the name.
Okay.
Because I had someone in my head who I thought it was.
It's the top one?
Okay.
Is that a no?
No.
God damn it.
No. But thank you for your honesty. Aww.
Look at this.
We're looking at the deer, by the way, not the guy.
Well, just as hairy.
That's so cute.
I mean, look how, and there were so many of them. All right, no one cares.
I don't care that much.
Wait, I can't believe.
Because I saw a deer on my walk recently, and so I got the experience.
Did you pet the deer?
No, because I was with Nicole, and we were around Lake Hollywood, and like a bunch of deers came up, and she was like, and all these little kids were petting them, and then she was like, oh, they're going to get diseases. And I'm like, oh, I'm glad I didn't do that. Or we're back. But she was just doing like a, you know,
wait,
neurotic
all I can think
Jewish
about,
thing.
I know, but now
saying
I
like they have rabies or something.
I know. But now I need to know why you think that guy's no good.
I'll tell you after.
Fuck.
You know what, though?
I hear them laughing and I was so excited.
Don't know him intimately. I know him through working.
Yeah.
To keep it vague. And he has always been a really nice guy.
Yeah.
I think he's a great actor, by the way.
Me too.
I think he is a much greater actor than a stand-up.
Oh.
And, but that's whatever. And he very nice guy, but there's just something about, he'll never listen to this. There's something about him that... annoys me or that I don't like.
Oh, interesting.
Like, I feel like he's kind of in that, like, annoying group of guys who do stand-up. Do you know who I'm talking about?
We'll have to talk about this after.
Yeah.
This is now a deep dive.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, like, those annoying guys who, like, host shows and because they, like, can't get booked on shows and then they're just, like, annoying and they walk around.
I've dated
like,
so many of those types.
You know what? He's in that category to me.
Wow, that's so funny because I don't see him in that category at all.
Yeah, because you're too far in it. But he's a very nice guy. But I don't know him well enough. I've done like a road gig with him before, not too far, like to like Oxnard or something.
Wow. You're married now. Very far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, nice guy. Just not sure.
All right.
I don't know anyone who's dated him.
Moving on.
Yeah, moving on. Moving right along. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about Kravis. We were supposed to record last week when this was hot news. But at this point, like, we're all used to it. And when I say Kravis, I mean Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker.
I want to burst into tears.
Why?
I don't know. I can't believe.
Do you really?
No.
Because of how I felt about that guy?
I just think there's a lot going on in my life.
Was that rude, what I said?
No.
You think about it? Was I too honest? Because you know I could be too honest.
No, but can I just tell you that your cheekbones are like straight out of a Disney movie?
Like, thank you. When I get my bangs back, it frames my cheekbones really well.
But
my face is so much fuller now. I had to get the bangs back because I can't get Botox during pregnancy. And I got used to having a lineless forehead.
You are hilarious. But wait, can I just tell you that I like you with bangs?
Thank you. It feels more like me. It's like, oh, that's Chelsea.
I missed them and I got excited.
Thank
that they
you.
Made a return.
So you were saying about my cheekbones. I do have a fuller face, but I'm glad I can still see the hint of the cheekbone.
There's not even a hint that your whole face is cheekbone.
Really?
Yeah.
My whole face is cheekbone.
No, you look like a cartoon character.
That must be before I got filler on my upper lip.
hilarious. I think I'm the only girl in LA walking around without lip filler.
You don't need it.
My friend was like, you should be shot.
What? But you don't need it. You have naturally full lips.
I know, but I just feel like I could be hotter.
But lips, you don't have an issue with your lips.
What's my issue, Chelsea?
You don't have one. You're a gorgeous woman.
What's my issue,
Steven
Chelsea?
Always talks about how gorgeous you are. And I'm like, that's enough.
Yeah, okay.
No, you're very beautiful. He's always like, Leah's very beautiful. Very beautiful. You know, like when, you know when they say it in like
psychotic.
A certain way?
Like, I love you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember, you were going to almost go out with him? Or I was
never.
Like, go out with him.
Yeah.
Or you thought he was cute.
Literally never,
when you
Chelsea.
No, you came to the Comedy Store one night to visit me.
And because I was
this
like,
was a
he's
long
cute,
time.
You should date him.
No.
Because he obviously
and then
is
I said,
in love
no,
with
gross,
you.
No, gross, he's my friend. You should go out with him.
And I
think
was like,
you guys
he's
texted,
in love with you.
But then he didn't.
No, Chelsea, I was never going to go out with Steven.
Really?
Yes. He was. Okay. I think the first thing I said was, he's really in love with you.
You know what's so funny is that everyone would say that. And I was like, no, he's not. But I genuinely did not think he was. Do you remember? Like, I genuinely did not think so.
I think that you wanted us to think that you didn't know.
No, I didn't. I didn't. Like, I was, like, really dumb and gullible about
that. I'm over
that.
This conversation.
All right. What, about me saying, like, how much someone loves me, and I just didn't know? Yeah, it's kind
of
fun.
He was, literally, all of us were like, this man is obsessed with you. And you're like, he's just a friend. And we're like,
But he was. Until he wasn't. Until he ate my pussy. And then
until he
like,
impregnated you.
Yeah. I know. So wait, okay, so Kravis.
I remember him eating your pussy. Not that I was there.
Wait, do you remember when he did it nine times in one day?
How could I forget?
I swear to God, he did it nine times.
Nine times.
Nine.
He really put the work in.
In one day.
I remember.
And I spent the whole day on a couch, in case you're wondering how that worked.
Wow.
I was paralyzed.
That's what a
I was
nice
just
feeling.
Accepting, but I was like a slave to it. Like I was just like locked down to the couch.
Yeah,
so amazing.
Yeah, how could you say no to someone who makes you come nine times?
I've never had an experience like that in my life.
With their tongue?
Yes.
That's hard to do.
Not for me. I'm a tongue. I'm a clitoral stimulation.
I need both.
Girl, nothing's on the inside. It is so numb in there.
Wow.
Not a damn thing. I can't even feel it.
Dead on the inside.
it's so like, I don't even,
wow.
Yeah.
How did that happen to you?
So much trauma.
Yeah.
I yeah. never had,
but we
like,
still got the clit.
Yeah,
the clit's
we do.
Alive.
But I never felt like, I've never had like an internal orgasm.
What?
Ever. Ever. Have you squirted?
One time, alone.
Yeah.
So did
Were
it
you
actually
masturbating
happen?
With
if
a vibrator?
A bear falls in the wood, no one sees it. What? Were if you... a bear? If a tree falls in. If a bear falls
Sometimes
in the wood.
The analogies are better not having happened. Wait. If a bear sees you squirt, does it count? It's like
if a tree makes you come.
Wait, back to Kravis.
Yes.
So you skirting around the
if
issue?
If a tree makes you come.
Are you skirting around Kravis?
I'm squirting around the issue.
You're squirting. No, so I wanted to bring it up because I know I already told you this, yeah. But I think it's funny. So I want to repeat it on the podcast. So it was around the time they had just gotten engaged when this happened. And I was like, and I'm not someone who like follows celebrities, but their relationship, I'm not really though. I'm not like one of those. Why are you looking at me like that? But I'm not. I'm not like a People magazine person. Would you say I'm someone like that?
I would not say you were someone
no,
like that.
No, I love The Real Housewives.
I was going to say you do love The Real Housewives.
Yeah, but I don't love, like, I'm not watching The Kardashians. I'm not, like, watching...
Go on.
You know, I'm not, like, when I was a kid, sure, but, like, I'm not into that as an adult. But it kept catching my eye how cute they were together and how much PDA they had. And I was like, oh my God, they're like fucking obsessed with each other. And I couldn't look away for some reason just because it was like so in your face. And then when they got engaged, I was like, oh my God. And like, I was just like doing deep dives on their page. And like, and then I was like, oh my God, they're so in love and they're always kissing and having so much PDA. And then it made me think about my relationship. And I was like, I don't like ever kiss Steven anymore. Like, of course, your first year, which is what they're in, you're going to be so affectionate and have so much PDA. But I love how you've turned this into like a case study. You're like, with the way you're observing me during mm-hmm, this.
Mm-hmm. I'm listening. Yeah.
So I was like, oh my God, I need to like kiss him more. I'm like, do we even love each other? Like after looking at these fucking people. So I spent like, we went out to dinner that night and I was like, I like pulled him across the table and I was like, kiss me. I was just like trying to be them.
This is so and, like, psychotic.
It is. And even worse, like he totally bought it and like thought I was having a moment with him. And this is where I fucked up.
You only fucked up after this point?
So we're back in bed, and I go, did you notice I was kissing you a lot more tonight? I don't know why I had to ruin it. And he goes, yeah. I go, it's because I've been watching Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker on Instagram, and they have so much PDA that I was like, do I need to kiss Stephen more? And I think it really hurt his feelings that it was, like, disingenuous. And then we, like, looked on their page together, and I was like, look how in love they are. And he got, like, defensive. He's like, it's their first year. It doesn't matter. Then he tells me the next day he went back on their page to look on his own and was, like, kissing me more and stuff. Anyways, point of the story is, have you ever been in a relationship with that much PDA before?
My first boyfriend ever.
How old were you?
17.
Okay.
16, 17.
Yeah.
16, 17. That's right. And I will just say, there's a through line between Travis Barker, Machine Gun Kelly, Pete Davidson, who may or may not be with Kim Kardashian right now. It's all these gorgeous women with fuckboys who somehow want to settle down.
Uh-huh.
So what I'm saying is, if there's anyone out there with a sleeve.
they have full body tats.
I thought about getting a sleeve.
Really?
Yeah, there's this place in Brooklyn.
But then you can't be buried with your family.
Uh-huh. There's this place in Brooklyn called Ephemeral. Ephemeral. Have you heard of it? And the tattoo only lasts for a year. I was like, would it be fun to have a face tattoo for just a year?
No.
Oh.
Do you know how much they hurt? I was so high on coke when I got mine done, though.
You were?
Mm-hmm.
Did it hurt more or less?
Less. I didn't want to feel it. And I'm terrified of needles.
Oh, my God. I hate
and mine
needles.
Are so small that they're so quick.
Yeah, you've got, like,
the
two,
heart
right?
And the XOXO.
XOXO.
Yeah.
I know.
You don't want a tattoo, do you?
I want a sleeve.
A full sleeve?
Yeah, I've
well, you know they have
one.
Those tattoo... I didn't know that. You know they have those tattoo shirts?
I didn't know that, but I've always wanted one, but I've always felt too guilty and felt the shame of even the idea of getting one. But
yeah.
I've literally always wanted, like,
what would
a
be
ton
on the
tattoos.
Sleeves?
I mean, who's to say? A collection of memories.
Have you thought about
an art piece?
Yeah.
Some like old drawings from my past. Probably something from Salvador Dali. Probably something from like I would just have.
I've
a
never
collection
said Dali. I say Dali.
Oof.
But I guess it would be Dali. There is an accent, right?
Yeah.
Huh.
It's fine.
Okay. Wait, but so they have these like silly little tattoo. They're like long sleeve shirts. That have like a netting that look like real sleeves. I can't believe you've even seen those.
No.
I'll send one to you. You should get it for fun and wear it. And you wear it under a t-shirt and it looks like you have a sleeve.
I want to do that.
It's like a popular corny like thing.
Just to check it out. Yeah. But does it look real or does it look bad?
Like at a first glance, you'll be like, oh, sleeves. And then you're like, oh, they're wearing a shirt when you see the...
That seems so yucky. The there's just like a straight line at your wrist.
Well, yeah, it's the end of the shirt.
And that's the end of
but
this
they
podcast.
Have like a netting but they have like a netting one. You should get it for fun if you always wanted one just so you could check yourself out in the mirror.
I wanted a neck tattoo.
A neck tattoo?
Yeah, like one on the side and the like side back area.
To say what?
I just know the locations.
Yeah. You know, it's so funny. You know, Abby has a neck tattoo on the side that says employable. It's like that's the worst
so funny
thing to put right there.
So funny.
I know.
Well, there's a reason.
Steven has really ugly tattoos.
Steven has a lot of tattoos.
On his legs, he has, like, the ugliest tattoos. And I just ignore them and pretend. I don't like color tattoos.
Mm.
Color tattoos are so, like, 90s SoCal to me.
That's really funny.
Like, Sugar Ray and shit, you know?
They're, like, tribal bands. And
yeah, it's just, yeah.
It's like, all right, move to Florida already.
Yeah, I like black and white.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just think it's chicer and nicer.
Well, now I know how you'll judge my tattoos once I get them.
Would you get color or black?
It's just, I really don't know yet.
Wow. Do you think you'll end up getting one?
Probably, because I've wanted one for so long that at this point I'm
is there one specific thing that you want to get, though, or is it just the idea?
I mean, I don't know if there's just one specific thing. I think that there are, like, a bunch of different things I would get, mm-hmm. for sure. So I don't know.
So you had a lot of PDA with that guy.
We're over the tattoo conversation.
Do you remember?
He also had tattoos.
Yeah. And, it's like, sexy. I went through like a felon phase.
Well, I came from a very conservative Jewish mm-hmm. town where it was like 90%, 96% like white Jews.
Muncie.
And he was an out-of-towner from Greece.
Ooh.
I know, so hot. And he had like a waxed faux hawk and like smoked cigarettes and had tattoos and was a drummer. So obviously
yes,
I got HPV immediately. And
I've had it twice, two strains.
Go on. Wow. Good for us.
You're gone.
Can't
now.
Stop us. Yeah, me too. No. Yeah, he was just such a bad boy, mm-hmm. you know?
Love bad boys.
And he would get into, like, fights with the Ugh. Local boys.
Yes.
They would, like, kick
How
his car.
How old was he?
He was 18.
Okay. Mm.
He would... I was not allowed to look at other boys in the hallway.
That's what he said?
Yeah. And
Ooh,
he would watch
I'm
me
wet.
To make sure. He was so controlling.
That's
he
so
He wouldn't
hot.
Let me do homework, and I was, like, a straight-A student.
Ooh!
I was, like, such
he
a good
He wouldn't
girl.
Let you do homework?
He would sit in the parking lot of my high school and watch my soccer practices to make sure I didn't talk to any of the boys.
I'm coming.
His mom is a lesbian. She's okay. not anymore, but she was at the time.
Uh-huh.
And she used to leave me voicemails when I was in college telling me how much she loved me.
Aww.
After we broke. No.
Too much?
Are you not putting the pieces together?
Oh, how much she loved you. What?
Yes, so off.
That's creepy.
Crazy. It was crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah. He moved back to Greece 6 days after we broke up and, like, cheated on me or whatever. And then immediately married the first person he started dating. And she looks just like me, but with bangs. And huh. I just want to say, like, sis, we don't look good with bangs.
Yeah. No?
We just don't.
I really liked this guy in high school. I liked him so much. And he, like, didn't want to be my boyfriend, but we would hook up. And I still, to this day, I'm like, why didn't you like me as much as I liked you? Like, I just want answers.
Is he married now?
No. And
who are all these guys that are still like, running around here unmarried?
I know. And he had a foot fetish and he would want me to jack him off with my feet. And I was like 16. It was just too much for
Big Apple Red.
The nail polish. Did I used to have that joke then?
Yeah.
You remember? That's so funny. That's such an older joke. But yeah. So I had a joke. I love that you remember that, but I can't even remember like the context of the joke, but I know I had like an act out of me doing it, but it's still, I don't know. That's what I think about. I'm like, it was just so, I remember being like, why do I have to go through this at 16? Like I remember thinking
traumatic.
That.
I don't know if I'd be able to look at my feet again.
And I'd be like, what do you want to do? You know, like a cute, innocent kid who'd be like, you know what I want. And I'd be like, oh, I just snotted.
It's okay, you're pregnant.
But I didn't like doing it. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. We forgive you.
I used to do this, though, before I... Not until now.
Yeah.
Not until now.
And we're back.
What else, Leah?
I don't know.
Any topics you want to talk about?
I mean, honestly, I've got a lot going on.
Tell us.
Which is great.
What was it like being the icon of Clubhouse?
Really cool.
Tell us more.
It's a really odd sensation looking at your phone.
Yeah.
And seeing your face and it being unintentional. You know, like a bunch of my friends, their screensaver. Oh, sorry, just got invited to a latke party. Okay.
Latke?
Yeah.
Oh, is Hanukkah coming up?
Yeah. Right. So a bunch of people, like their screensaver is a photo of themselves.
What?
Did you know that?
Well, like, mine is like my screen. Marriage photo. Oh, my lock screen is my dog.
My lock screen is a mountain.
My dog.
My dog.
My big
big
white dog.
Sorry, inside jokes, you guys. Okay,
inside jokes.
So you can see here, right?
Like, yeah,
my, it's like
you
it's
have
weird.
A blank one.
No, it says "Let faith rule." Just a reminder.
Oh, okay.
Just a I'm a God person.
Yeah,
gets awkward.
That's
when
cute.
It gets awkward when I come out as God person.
I never would have seen that.
Yeah, it's not for everyone.
No, I mean, you mean it's just for you to catch?
Yeah, just for me.
That's cute. But mine is this.
Oh, I love that photo.
Thank you.
But yeah, it's like surreal seeing your own face.
Yes,
as an icon
I can't imagine
next to like the Yelp
on
icon.
An app that you went on every day.
Yeah, like in between the Yelp.
Like, I'll log on to me. So when they told you that you were gonna do it, like, what was that like?
Really exciting.
Yeah.
Well,
did you cry?
Well, the thing is, they had told me 7 months prior that they wanted me to be the icon. Then they just did not make me the icon. And I was so fucking bummed.
It's a long wait.
It was I thought just it was never going to happen. And then after my 100th show celebration, they had to set up a Zoom with me. And they're like, we want to make you the icon.
Yay.
And it was so great. I cried. Obviously, I was like, is it really happening this time? Because if it's not really happening, I can't have my heart broken like this
Aww.
Again. It was like, that is worse than getting dumped by a guy you really like.
Yeah.
Because professional, any sort of like professional disappointment hurts so much worse than a breakup. Just kidding. Both. It's usually the other way around. But
yeah, for me it is.
Yeah, but this one really hurt. But then it finally happened. And my friends, like, we would go places. And to get us into places, they'd be like, this is the girl. This is her.
That's so funny. Wait, what I want to know is, did you tell people or did you not? And then let your friends be like, I just logged on to your face.
Yeah.
How fun was that?
I was really not allowed
to tell
people.
I don't have the app anymore, so I'm sorry. That's okay. I deleted it after, like, a month. Because I was like, I never use this, and it was taking up space.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah,
I should have re-downloaded it for the experience.
Thank you.
Fuck!
And we're back. Yeah, it was really cool. I wasn't allowed to tell people. And also, if I'm honest, at the time, there was a bit of drama happening.
Huh.
Well, a friend of ours passed from COVID. And everyone really was rallying to try to make him the icon. And I was on board with that as well. Mm-hmm. And it was really sad. He's a fantastic human.
Yeah.
And when he was on a ventilator, you know, I hosted a comedy and music benefit for him on the app and raised $40,000.
Aww.
In like,
I remember seeing your post about him, actually.
Yeah, Jen.
I'm sorry.
Like an incredible person.
Yeah.
And it was so sad. But I guess what happened is that he said that, this is before he passed, obviously. He said that he didn't want his image being used in perpetuity anywhere.
Hmm.
And obviously, if you're the icon of Clubhouse, your image is used forever in perpetuity because you can't control who puts out what with your face on it. And so they also, I think, yeah, so it just, you know, I paid homage to him by wearing a little pin.
Aww.
That said Wolf WXL, Wolf X Lion, which is the name that he went by on Clubhouse. And it was bittersweet, honestly.
Yeah.
It was really bittersweet. Because at first I was so excited. And then Jin was sick. And then Jin passed. And then everyone was like, well, he should be the icon. And then I had these weird, I was like, oh God, I know I'm supposed to be next.
Mm.
And I even said, like, you know, if you guys want to push me back, I don't mind at all. And they're like, no, like, we can't use him because he doesn't want to be having his image used in perpetuity. So, yeah, that was that. And I was like, yeah, you can use my image in perpetuity.
So that day, was it like a Christmas kind of feeling? Like waking up to be like, hello?
Yeah, it was really surreal.
Wow.
It was really surreal. Especially because I wanted it. It's interesting when you want something so bad and then you finally get it.
You're like, oh, that's what it feels like?
And then it was even worse than when it was gone, you know? Well, it's sad. It's bittersweet.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, the new icon, she's great. And they're doing a different icon.
We forgot
every
her
month.
Name.
Mandy.
Hilarious.
No, they're doing it more like a calendar now.
Okay.
So one person per month. And that's not how it previously was set up, but that's how it was always intended to be. And I think it's great because it gives a lot of people on the app more exposure.
Mm-hmm.
And like more pats on the back to people who are doing a really good job and creating community. But yeah, you know, it was a really crazy experience. I think, you know, like a lot of people bought shirts with my face on it. And
so fun.
Yeah, it's just like weird. You know, I got recognized in my elevator.
Really?
You don't want to get recognized at home.
You don't.
No, you know what I mean? You want to get recognized anywhere but where
you
live.
Yeah, I had a weird experience like that.
It's not good. Like
there was a fire on my block of the house next door. So my whole building was outside.
Oh my God.
And it was like really early in the, you know, it was like 6 a.m. or something, really scary.
Yeah.
Like I had 5 Chanel bags with me in case anything happened. Because that's the only thing I grabbed.
Yeah.
And our neighbors walk by and they're like, Chelsea Skidmore? These people I've never met before. And they're like, we've been like following your blog, which is so old. And they're like, oh, and like, we know you and your husband, Steven, do stand up. We listen to your podcast. And like, it was nice, but it was so shocking in the moment because we were like outside for a fire and it just didn't feel good.
Yeah. You're like, our homes are about to burn down.
It
but
was just
thank
odd.
You.
I remember it being like a very weird feeling. And I was like, I don't want you to know where I live.
Yeah.
When you act like that, you know? Sorry.
Yeah. This girl lived in my building.
Yeah.
And it happened in the elevator.
That's weird.
It was so crazy.
Did you press a different floor?
Was,
I know you.
It was too late. It was too late. And
you're like, oh, wrong floor.
It was crazy because I was, there was a guy in my, with me.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. We were in the elevator and.
Who you're going to hook up with?
Well, okay.
You're like, yes.
I was like, I almost paid her to do it, you know?
No, that's like what guys do when they have their buddy come by and they're like, hey, dude, you're doing so well. All right, see you later.
Hey,
when
man,
on
heard
a
you
date.
Have a huge dick. Good to see
yeah,
you. Bye.
Yeah, exactly. That's like the female version.
Yeah. Well, it was so crazy. I got in the elevator and I always wear a mask in the elevator just for good measure.
Yes.
Yes. And I get in the elevator and I'm wearing a mask and then she's on her phone and she's like, sorry, it's so awkward. I'm live on TikTok. And I took my mask down. I was like, what's up, TikTok?
Yeah.
And then she was like, oh my God, do you know who you kind of look like? And I was like, who? And she was like, Leah Lamar. And I swear to God, my jaw has never dropped that low in my entire life. And
that's,
I was like,
crazy.
Would you say she's hotter than me? Or and she goes, oh my God, you're Leah Lamar. Oh my God,
that
love
is
you.
Like, such a funny reaction. Oh my God, that hurt my throat. To like, of course you said that.
Yeah. Well, okay, so moral of the story.
And?
She was like, oh, no. Oh, she's like, oh my God, you're Leah Lamar. Sorry, oh my God, like, love you. I loved all your Clubhouse rooms.
Aww.
Like, I think you're funny, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, I've been following you for months. Like, that's, can I have a hug? I was like,
aww,
oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool to meet nice people.
Yeah.
Who like your work.
Yeah.
In the bedroom. And yes. Then
and then what happened with the guy?
God, he said something so annoying.
Huh.
I was like glowing after because it's a cool
new feeling
for me. And he had
to shoot you down?
He didn't shoot me down. It was just like when we got into my apartment and he was like, yeah, like, you know, that used to happen to me all the time when I would order DoorDash. And I was like,
what?
Can you just let me have this?
Oh, is that what I did with the fire story?
No.
Okay, good. The DoorDash, it's like not even Postmates.
Haha.
DoorDash.
Thank
that's
you.
Third on the list. It's what would you say? Postmates, Uber Eats,
Grubhub?
DoorDash? Grubhub seems
is Grubhub?
I don't know. Which one do you use?
I got into a fight with Postmates during the pandemic, so I don't use them anymore.
Did you send one of those like public angry tweets?
Yes,
that's
I
like,
did. And
isn't
I encouraged
it funny how
all my friends
do
to
that?
Like
and
it.
You're like, the hamburger was freezing. Postmates, what's up? And then sometimes they just don't write back, and you're like, awkward.
I literally had everyone I know like it. And that's how upset I got.
Did they do anything?
No. And that's
I get
why
refunds from them.
I used to get refunds. Now I get nothing.
So anyways, the DoorDash. You're like, cool, man.
Yeah, I'm like, great. Love that.
You're like,
us.
Great, take your pants off.
Yeah. but it was fun. You know, whatever. I'm over that. So that was a great experience and really like parlayed into a lot of interesting moments. Mm-hmm. You know, getting interviewed on Bloomberg was crazy. Mm-hmm. And
as a New Yorker.
Thank you so much. I'd wake up at 6 a.m. and I was like, not really my best at 6 a.m.
Okay. But you rise to the occasion.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I would say 4 p.m. is when I really start to come alive.
Really?
And then like 9 p.m. is when I start
You're
thriving.
You're a night person.
I'm a night owl. 9 p.m. is when I start thriving. I would say around 4 a.m. is when I'm doing my best work.
Wow. Are you serious still?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you still having those crazy hours?
Yeah. And I don't know what time zone I need to be in order to like live
you're,
a normal
it's
life.
Like you're not in the stock market, but it's like you are.
I'm in the opposite of the
so
stock
how,
market.
So has that been beneficial for you then with Clubhouse then? Like, because you can be active at any hour then, thriving.
Yeah. And I've just been investing a lot in crypto.
Yeah.
And
do you do Shiba Inu?
I've got Shiba.
Steven is obsessed with it.
I've got Shiba.
It's Shiba?
Huh?
It's not Shibu?
Shiba.
Fuck.
Sorry, you're doing great.
But the dog is Shiba. All right. All right, it's not actually, is it?
I'm getting very involved in the crypto NFT space.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like a lot of my friends are very in the NFT metaverse.
Yeah.
Space.
Have you learned a lot about all of that in tech from being in the Clubhouse world? Because that's like the biggest focus, right? It's like a very tech heavy.
I feel like I've gone into a lot of interesting spaces because I've learned so much about like tech, the VC world.
What is
crypto,
VC?
Venture like, capital.
Huh, what?
And
that's cool though. Didn't you also work? Well, you worked at a bank. Is that similar?
No.
It has to do with money.
Yes.
Okay.
And then
same thing to me.
But
that's great. And it's great to be able to hold a conversation on all those topics.
Well, yeah, but it's also interesting.
What a
learning
dumb thing to say.
No, it's interesting learning about the metaverse and seeing.
Like, what is that?
How much time do we have?
What is the metaverse? Can you summarize it in one sentence?
Yeah, so sure. So Web3.
What? You're losing me. Back up. Slow down. Start with Web1. Since when is there Web3? Is this
now
a tour?
Web3 is now.
Is that 3D? What is Web 3?
Web 3 is exceptional use of the internet.
Is that what? Exceptional.
I make the rules.
Make this understandable.
It's the next phase.
A kindergarten class.
This is why Facebook is now being called Meta.
Besides the fact that they're changing huge ramifications
from all the lawsuits that are pending.
Do you have to use words like ramifications?
I'm sorry. Didn't you use a big word? Detoxification.
No. Ramification. I was joking. That word was fine. But I was just keeping in the theme. But slow it down. Explain what metaverse is to a kindergartner. Who's me?
Make it simple. All right.
Can you?
Yeah, metaverse, a digital world built within Web 3, which is the newest version of the internet.
Go on.
In which you can use cryptocurrency to create any sort of virtual world, which can also encompass tokens. Or, you know, whatever token, you know, or if
or
you're like
tokens,
a Bitcoin,
Bitcoin
or
yeah.
Ethereum
okay.
or Solana or
yeah.
Satana or whatever you're investing in.
Yeah.
Litecoin, right? Dogecoin, wherever you want. And then NFTs, which are non-fungible tokens.
Yeah.
Which
That's
live,
like the art.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Art that lives on your phone.
Why do people do that? Investment?
Why do people do anything?
I know. I'm wondering.
You know, like why would someone want to buy, a painting?
For an investment or because they like it?
Exactly.
Okay.
And it's the same thing in the digital world, except for what they do is they create community around their artwork.
Mm-hmm.
So the CryptoPunks, the like the Bored Ape Yacht Club.
The who?
The, you know, like the Ether Rock. Like these are all
what?
People.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know anymore.
Okay. I'll just listen.
I saw some of these, they're really valuable because they are the first in the space.
Mm-hmm.
So if the space
are you yawning through your own explanation?
No, I saw a tweet that I thought was so funny that was like, should I buy a house or a pixelated photo of a monkey? You know, it's like some people don't understand the concept
yeah.
of why this is art and why it should be relevant.
Right.
And that's fine because it's not for everyone, right? Like there are some people who don't understand why TikTok is relevant or why they mm-hmm. should care about it. And mm-hmm. yet there are some people who are making multi-million dollar salaries and are huge stars now because of the app.
Mm-hmm.
So I think everything is relative, and yeah. if it is intriguing to you, great. Mm-hmm. And like it can become your space. And if it's not intriguing to you, then no worries. Mm-hmm. You know, there was an NFT that was sold for $500 million mm-hmm. the other day. And when you get to a point where that sort of exchange is happening, you know that it's a real
right.
Like this is
real money is to be
this
made.
Is real money.
Yeah.
It's really not going anywhere.
When you say Web 3, how do you access this? Is this like
anyone
from
can
a
access
tour?
It.
Like is this like what's the
so like
browser?
Any sort of decentralized? So
it's decentralized. Okay. sorry. Like getting my head in the game. I just said internally, get your head in the game.
I'm not
even kidding. I'm like, come on, just.
I feel like we're boring everyone, but okay.
But I
so like,
know.
So like, I have. My like BitClout, which I don't really like anymore, but at first that was social tokens. So it's like it's DSO, which is decentralized social media, which means it's not ruled by a major conglomerate.
Okay, I'm following. That.
Right. Then there are markets where you can have auctions for your NFTs or places mm-hmm. people can place bids
like
or purchase.
Internet Christie's or
Sotheby's. Yeah, like and Sotheby's actually yeah. is already working with creators
okay.
and has already partaken in mm-hmm. this space. There's something like OpenSea is a great example of one where you can go on and you can find NFTs you want to bid on or collect
mm-hmm.
and then they'll go into your virtual wallet.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And some people have MetaMask wallets. Some people, like, there are lots of different types of wallets you can have
yeah.
to hold all of your NFTs in.
Mm-hmm. And tokens.
And tokens.
Okay.
And you can trade tokens. You can sell your NFTs, mm-hmm. but it'll show you exactly who has purchased. It has all the records. So it has purchased, it shows you who has purchased the NFT before you.
Mm-hmm.
And so it transfers the rights to you. It's almost like when you're buying a house.
Okay.
I've actually never purchased a house.
That makes sense, though.
Right? Like, you can see, you know the person
yes,
who purchased it before,
yes,
you know? And
yes.
and so, but then it becomes yours. And you are the only person who owns that specific image. So, sure, you could take a screenshot of it. But a lot of times, these are, like, it will not have the actual identification that goes to show
mm-hmm.
that it's the original.
I'm actually seeing the value in that now, because if you own a specific image, everyone's going to have to pay you if they want to use it. Is that right? Okay.
Now that's making sense.
Okay. Yeah. So now they're capitalizing on like stock photos.
They're not stock
Or they're original.
They're creating original collections.
Oh, original. Okay, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're creating original collections. And then it's also experiences and communities. So it's like people are using them as... You can use your NFT as a way to create an audience. Mm-hmm. So you're like, okay.
Or a conversation.
You know, it's like if you trade in this NFT, you can come to this venue for a closed party.
Okay. So there's like an exclusivity and like another world.
And a lot of people communicate on Discord. Uh-huh. And
is that like a WhatsApp? Or like a Slack or something?
It's like Yeah.
One of those kind of
things. Yeah, it's like a chat community where all these people get to know each other really well in the community. And that's what happens.
Are these the parties you've been going to?
Hilarious.
And do people wear masks at them? Not like eyes wide shut masks?
Hilarious.
This is a different world.
It's a different world.
It's interesting.
I love a lot of these people because I like to not be the smartest person in a room. Mm-hmm. I like to learn from people that I'm around.
Great answer.
Hopefully add value while I'm there. And, you know, jokes don't carry as much value as you think, Chelsea.
I can imagine some of these people are just too intelligent to get them.
Well,
you know what I mean?
That's like, so funny. Yeah, they're like, oh, another dick joke. Okay, so back to my billions. You know,
or they
like,
just don't care.
Yeah, they don't care.
Yeah, they just...
I mean, well, it's like, why? What? To what end?
You did have a good SAT score. Start leading with that.
I had a 790 on my math. I know, it's...
10 points off?
It hurt.
I got an 880 on the whole thing. Whole thing at a 1600. Yeah. 880 on the whole thing. So. And we're back. Yeah. Only got accepted to one school. Happened to be on an island. That's why I went there. It wasn't like my first choice. I applied to 6 other SUNY schools.
I'm like breaking out in hives right now.
Are you?
About the fact that you got an 880.
Didn't you know that though?
I forgot.
Thank you. But that's so interesting. It's like,
Wait, did you ever watch Gilmore Girls?
A little bit, but it wasn't for me. Wait, so have you seen the movie Hackers? You haven't? You know that's one of my favorite movies.
I really can't get over the 880.
Wait, did you know that Hackers is one of my favorite movies though?
I knew that.
Like 1997, 1990. So,
1980.
Whatever. Wait, because I was drunk when I took it. I brought a Poland Spring bottle filled with vodka, and I had this thought. Well, I did not care about school, and I was getting fucked up and doing drugs and drinking at the time. And in my head, I was like, boycott the SATs. And I thought everyone was behind me, but everyone had studied for it and wasn't behind me. Like, I thought we all weren't going to care about the SATs. And then I was the only one who did horrible. My brother even did better than me. And you know, he has learning disabilities. He was in like a special ed class and he got like an 1100. So whatever. I don't really care. It's just funny to me.
No one cares about the SATs.
No, it's just funny. I actually like, it's nothing I would ever hide. I think it's like a funny,
it's funny.
It's my NFT. Conversation starter. My NFT is a pixelated score of my SAT. Wait, so in Hackers, they have like their cyber world they're in, you know?
I can't get over it.
Thank you.
I'm so sorry.
No, I'm not offended. I guess it's funny. I'm so used to it though.
It's unbelievable. Like an
lowest score of anyone you've ever heard,
yes.
Right? I know. Oh my God. I think Steven got close to me.
That's funny.
Which I love. But we were both doing drugs.
Yeah.
We didn't care.
But you're one of the smartest people I know.
What?
I just felt
Wait,
like I had to say
really?
Something nice.
I'm street smart.
You are. You're very street smart.
I am, right?
Yes.
Are you just agreeing with me quickly on
no.
something? Where do you think my intelligence lies? I just want to hear from you. And you can take some time to think if you need to.
Is my face twitching?
Yes! You felt it? You're like, it's like you had caffeine face. Caffeine eyes. Wait, where does my intelligence lie? Or at least...
Very high.
No, lie.
It lies all the time.
am I a smart friend?
Yes.
But in different ways. I'm not book smart. And I know that.
Yes.
And I don't want to be. You know, I don't need to be.
Everyone's smart in their own way.
Yeah. I have my own way.
Yeah. I'm a visual learner.
Okay. See, I'm still like, I'm getting dumber.
I'm just saying things.
I'm getting dumber and dumber. I'm an experienced learner. Uh-huh. I learn experience.
Monkey see, monkey do.
You never see those monkeys on the little drink sticks anymore.
Miss those.
And where are my umbrellas?
Gotta bring them back.
So
you go back to Hawaii, Chelsea.
Thank you. Okay, so that sounds like a very interesting world to be a part of. I think you're in the forefront of the future.
Of the digital revolution.
Yeah.
No, I'm barely even, I'm just dipping my toe in right now.
I'm surprised. Well, not surprised. I'm impressed about how well you can speak on it. And I think it's very interesting. And you'll just let me know when I need to know something. I'm not going to look into it.
I know you're not. yeah, I'm
cool,
working
though.
On my collection now. And mm-hmm. I'm super excited about it. NFT NYC is happening right now. And all my friends are there.
Is that an event?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it feels like a little FOMO-y for me. But I'm also like not super, super into the community yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm excited to get involved.
So is this like a lot of stuff you've learned being a part of Clubhouse?
Yeah.
You've probably learned so much interesting shit on there. Were you interested in this beforehand, or did you just start paying attention to these conversations and you're like, oh wow,
I have learned a lot from really interesting people that I met in the space.
Mm-hmm.
And like before Clubhouse, I wasn't an investor. Before Clubhouse, I didn't know anything about crypto. Before Clubhouse,
you didn't have a two-bedroom.
I didn't have a two-bath, baby, you know.
I'm sorry, you didn't mention the second bath.
I haven't even showered in the other bath.
Sick.
Unused. I just use it as a place storage to
closet?
Hang my laundry.
Love it.
Oh,
thriving.
Thank you.
Coconut milk.
You need to come over to my place.
Okay.
Yeah. I love my... I come home and I never want to leave.
Yeah.
Like,
that's how I feel at my place. I don't want to leave.
I don't ever want to leave.
Not leaving.
Like, I missed people during the pandemic, but I don't need to see them.
Who?
Thank you.
Can't think of one who I missed.
Not even one.
Not.
I mean, like, I missed you, but we're here. We're fine. But, So there's been that. And then also my podcast came from Clubhouse.
Oh, great. Okay.
So.
Oh, yeah. Talk about your podcast.
Oh, yeah. So I have a podcast called Real Time Crime, and it's on iHeart. And my co-host is Teddy Mellencamp. Mm-hmm. And love her.
Love.
She's amazing. What'd you say?
Little cutie. She's very pretty.
She's stunning. And she's even more beautiful in person, if that's possible.
Aww. Yeah.
And you know what? I really admire her. She has a very close family,
mm-hmm.
and she's got 4 kids, and her husband have married for over 10 years, mm-hmm. and they're so in love.
She seems very down to earth, too.
She's so cool and so down to earth.
Didn't you live in Virginia, too? Possibly near where you went to college?
Oh my God, I don't know.
Okay.
I need to ask her that.
I might be wrong, but I kind of remember because I used to watch her on The Real Housewives, and I feel like she lived there.
I don't know.
Okay.
I'll ask her. But she's super funny
mm-hmm.
and really cool. She's a cool girl.
Yeah.
You know, she's someone you obviously just want to be friends with naturally and is easy to be friends with.
So you do real crime stories.
Well, so I got super wrapped up in the Gabby Petito Brian Laundrie case from the jump.
Yes.
I was in. I was texting anyone who would listen about it.
Uh-huh.
And started hosting rooms in Clubhouse. And iHeart had been listening to me in other rooms before that.
Mm.
And they invited me to Vegas for the iHeart Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And so I met the whole team.
Mm-hmm.
And then right after that, we decided to work together. And
do people not call it iHeart Radio anymore? Or is it just iHeart for short?
Oh, I was just saying iHeart, but there's iHeart Media, iHeart Radio.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, I'm with the podcast division.
Yeah.
And so we just started working together. And they were like,
whoa. Did you? Oh, go. You go ahead.
I had been talking to them. I wouldn't stop talking about the Gabby Petito case to them. And they're like, why don't we just do a true crime show with you?
Mm.
And you can add your humor to it. And I was like, great.
Yeah.
So we've been navigating that. And I think we're going to start.
Please. Sorry.
I think we're going to. But the thing was that at first, I didn't know if it was a sneeze and I should say bless
you. It was a cough.
And then I realized it was a cough. And then I had to internalize how I felt about it.
It was the speed that I drank the water.
And
I'm
we're
shifting.
Back. So
I'm shifting like I'm covering up COVID or something. So you
and
jumped
who did
in.
You know who had COVID in the last 14 days?
No.
No, so we jumped right into it and it's been a blast. And I think we're going to add our most recent episode. She talks a little bit about the break-in at Dorit's house. And because she went to I don't watch The Housewives. So
okay. Well, I could fill you in.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So I feel like I'm learning about it now in real time. And people are like, you know, oh, my God. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I don't know who this person is.
Yeah.
But everyone else does.
Yeah.
And I mean, obviously no one should break in. I think it's horrible that that happened.
Can I ask you something?
I probably won't know the answer.
Did they say that the break-in came after she had talked about how much nice designer clothes she had on the reunion? Was there any conversation about that?
I think that there was a connect between, like, the timing was weird.
Yeah, because she had talked about, I think the break-in happened the night or the day after the reunion aired when she had talked about how she owned a lot of, like, super nice designer outfits.
Well, but then someone posted her address on the internet.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. And I think that's so disgusting. I think that's really, I mean, she's children.
Yeah.
No one should be threatening someone's livelihood or family like that.
What was the purpose behind the post?
It was, again, I'm not really caught up on this, but something about, I think people are just trying to bring people down.
Yeah.
There was something about taxes. I think it was like some sort of like weird, I can't remember because I really don't know.
Okay.
So we'll just say I don't know. But she posted the address on the internet. The timing was weird with the clothing. There was the break-in. So Teddy talks a little bit about that on our most recent episode, but it was also our Halloween episode. So we talk about a bunch of old cases, like Ed Gein and how he inspired Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And we talk about weird murders that have occurred on Halloween. We talk about Elisa Lam case at the Cecil Hotel, which I'm obsessed with. And also the elevator game, which I have literally thought about 10 million times just today alone. Over 33,000 people played the elevator game per month.
I don't know it.
I'm scared. Look it up.
Okay.
If you're listening, do not try it.
It sounds like The Ring.
It's so scary.
Okay, I don't want to know.
Do you want me to go into, you want me to tell people what it is or no?
Yeah.
Okay. Again, do not play the elevator
game. I'm not
going to
play it.
I know you're not going to because you don't live in a building with more than 10 floors. And don't go to a building.
I don't have an elevator.
There we go. Okay, so the elevator game was invented in Korea many, many moons ago. And it's a game that you play where, if done correctly, you can access a different dimension. But it's not a good dimension. It's a bad dimension where it's literally hell. But you just know that it exists. And you can go into the other world and people claim that there's like a glowing red cross in the distance and everything is gloomy. And it will be hard to find the elevator again if you leave and decide to go explore that realm. But there's nothing good for you there. It's literally the only thing you gain. The only pro is that you gain the knowledge of another dimension.
How do you access it?
So you have to be in a building with more than 10 floors. And then I'm not going to tell you the numbers of the elevator. You have to go up and down to specific floors in a specific order. Otherwise, you have to start all over again. Your electronics won't work, so people write it down on their hands. And it gets to a certain point in the game where when you get to the fifth floor, they say a woman may or may not enter.
To let you know you're on the right path?
No. You are not supposed to look at her. If you look at her, you are essentially damned for eternity. And you have to continue playing the game, and she'll do anything to get your attention. She may even appear as someone you know.
Oh, my God.
She may appear helpless. She may appear as a demon. She may appear as blood and flesh. Like, you don't know how she'll appear to you, but she may ask you for help. She may ask you for directions. If you interact with her at all, you're essentially eternally damned. But you have to keep playing the game. And then the elevator will either bring you to the 10th floor or the first floor. And if you get to the first floor without ever having gone to the 10th floor, usually means that either you are haunted or that it didn't work. The game, it just didn't want to take you to the next dimension. Like, you didn't play the game right. And people have claimed that either they've gone to the 10th floor or they looked at her. And when they finally got back to the first floor, their entire world was, it looks like the real world, but it's like a demented version of it. And they are like haunted by this person. And then basically don't go. Basically,
so people have actually for sure played this.
Well, we don't really know, but it's been around. 33,000 people play it every month.
Oh my God.
Which is insane.
And did they all say they've seen the woman?
A lot of people have. If you Google it, a lot of people have very
I don't even want to Google it.
Well, that's the thing. Is like, the second you start reading about it, you're like, I can't tell if everyone is just faking it. But all these accounts seem similar. They all have very similar through lines where it's like we saw the glowing red cross in the distance. And then like I went to this water fountain and everything was dark and it was literally hell.
That's so fucking scary.
It's so odd.
I would never play that. Would you ever play that?
No.
So Steven is obsessed with UFOs. And there's like a whole thing where like if you watch UFO videos or like engage in that world, you're like calling them in. And I'm like, stop calling them in.
Wait, so he believes that aliens are among us, right?
I think so, yeah.
Does he have EC5?
We're not sure what that is. What is that?
I don't know what I'm doing. What are you doing? I'm creating drama.
What is EC5?
It's an app that you can download that helps you connect to aliens in a safe way.
Promise me you won't tell him about it. EC5 doesn't leave this room. We are not telling him about EC5. You will not tell him about EC5. Do we understand?
I'm under hypnosis. I will not tell him about EC5.
Wait, do you have it?
No.
Leah.
No.
Leah.
No.
Stop. Do you have it?
No.
Okay, thank you.
I haven't used it.
You have it downloaded?
I don't know.
Should we call one?
You can't just call. This isn't like a call girl alien, you know?
Okay, well.
You can't just like call them
that
way.
What's the premise?
Well, actually what I find really interesting is that you have to, there's like meditation. Like you have to be kind of
You know too much. You're beginning to learn too much about other realms.
I know too much about everything.
About other realms and dimensions.
I mean, Internet aren't you curious?
No. I'd rather not. I'm like, ignorance is bliss. I'm not stupid, but I'm just like, I don't want to know about aliens or elevators or NFTs.
Wait, but did he watch the, that's so funny. Did he watch the Demi Lovato show?
No.
Oh, it's not EC5, it's CE5.
Oh, okay. We will not tell him about CE5.
That's so funny. I was like, I feel like I
just Okay, so you have the app?
Okay, wait. Let me just tell you this. So I'm looking this up right now just to show you. So, CE5 is also what Demi Lovato uses when she's trying to interact with aliens. But this was created by Dr. Stephen Greer, who some people think he's full of shit and others believe in him a lot. But essentially, it is peaceful alien contact. And people say that if you want to contact aliens, you have to be a vegetarian because they only like to interact with people who are of higher consciousness. Hmm. And it's of a higher consciousness to be vegetarian. Because if you think about it, eating meat is like you're hitting an animal over the head and killing it and eating it, which makes you less conscious.
Yeah.
And so you have to be open to them arriving. And then they can come in a couple of different ways, I guess. Like some people just see flashes in the sky. Mm-hmm. Or will actually see spaceships, or some people will feel a presence.
Are you
them.
Scared right now?
No.
Okay.
Are you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, this stuff scares me.
Are you vegetarian?
No.
Then you're fine.
Okay. I'm going to eat meat tonight.
I think it's interesting because I always used to be afraid of the unknown. And now I'm living way further outside my comfort zone in the gray. And in every area of my life, like I felt trapped for so long and stuck in these confines I've created for myself. And I realized that I didn't let a lot of love in. I didn't let a lot of joy in. I didn't let a lot of fun in. And I think there was something about deserving it or, you know, not being able to have certain things until I achieved other things. And so now I'm like, who cares? It's time to just open. I want to just have as much knowledge as possible to make informed decisions. And I'm just trying a lot of new things to see what I like and what I don't like. And it's interesting because I'm so invested in new ideas and new concepts and otherworldly concepts. Like I went to a Halloween party this weekend. It was hosted by my friend who's a shaman.
You know I have opinions on shamans.
I was just I watched your whole face twitch. So
did you that the word shaman?
Yeah.
What did
you,
it look
you
like?
You just went like this.
Like when I asked you if I was smart.
Yeah. I met this woman.
Ayahuasca shaman?
I don't know if he does ayahuasca. Okay. He's incredible. But I met someone.
Oh, they all are. I have opinions about shamans.
I can tell. We'll talk about this later.
Okay.
Sorry. But I met this woman who's going to read my Akashic records on Friday.
Your what? Your what? Akashic?
Akashic.
Akashic records? What is that?
Chelsea, can you let me live in another dimension?
Yes, but can I learn what they are? Am I being too critical?
Just feels like, I don't think that it's that you're being critical. It feels like you're skeptical of anything right now. Okay. You're like, oh, NFTs. Oh,
I'm joking about that. That's like a whatever. It's like an art thing to me.
If you're going to be skeptical of anything, it should be.
Do you not want to tell me things now?
Of the elevator game.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, part of this is me playing it up for the podcast. And I'm only saying this because I don't want you to stop telling me things.
I'll tell you everything.
Okay, thank you.
But.
Well, I have to give a reaction.
I love a reaction.
Yeah.
Thank you, Joe Rogan.
But what is a crack of. Was she reading?
Akashic Records.
Okay, what is that?
So I'm really all about new experiences right now. So Akashic Records are reading into universal records from your past, your present, and your future mm-hmm. of everything that has happened, that will happen, is happening.
Mm. See, I don't have a problem with that. Feels like more astrological.
I just don't believe you.
I don't have a problem with that.
You don't?
No, that's more digestible for me. Because I've lived in LA for 8 years.
There you go.
Well, that doesn't sound scary. Listen, UFOs scare me.
I will forgive you.
I'm okay with the internet stuff.
If you will split a membership at Erewhon with me.
What is it, 200 a month?
It's 100
or a year.
Each of us for the year.
200 for the year?
200 total. So it's 100 each per year for the year.
100 each per year. And then what's the...
10% back on every receipt.
Okay. And then do we get points or is it just 10% back?
I don't know.
How often are you going? I do feel like a little embarrassed. Like every time I'm like, no, I don't have an account.
They do that intentionally.
No, I know. But like it's getting to me.
Yeah. So we got
it has for a long time.
Please, can we get a membership?
Yeah. Let's do it. You know what? Let's do it.
Tell me you're a white woman in LA without telling me you're a white woman in LA.
No. You know what? Yeah.
Oh my God. Let's
go for it. It's like the new splitting a dog.
People do that?
You know how like couples will like get a dog and split it?
Yeah.
We split an Erewhon membership.
Yeah.
I like it.
I think it's good for us.
Okay.
And then we can have dates there.
Yeah.
And I'll show you what the milk is that we should get.
Perfect. Okay. So she's going to read your thing.
I think I've been here for too long.
You want to go?
No, I'm in LA.
Oh, okay.
Like I just had that moment where I was like.
With the Erewhon? Who cares?
No, I'm like.
See, I'm into healthy
eating. And like aliens and the metaverse and.
Yeah, I can see that
wow,
actually.
Wow, 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 wow.
You know, but.
I'm either really interesting or really crazy.
No, it's fine. It's like, okay, the way I see it is that there's so much shit to fucking learn about in this world. It could go in any direction. There's so much. So you're over there. It's like. But it's not over there. It's like I just started taking Italian lessons. That's
huge.
For something to do.
Yeah.
So like, and you know, or I'll look up recipes for food. Like you're looking up the internet and aliens. Like these are all just fucking topics to explore. There's so much to explore. So that's how I see it.
You haven't shoved me in a locker yet.
Am I a bully? Why am I a bully?
Because I'm a nerd.
No, you're not.
Wait, but
you're just trying to be hot.
I got thank you. I got I
but
got
do you know
heels.
What I mean? Like do you see them as
No. I think it's all I mean, I find it all really interesting. I got I got healed at this Halloween party.
Healed. What's
like
that?
someone did a soul healing on me.
Oh, okay.
It was really interesting. I burst into tears at a certain point.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like
I was gonna say, of course you did, but I could see that. So what is a soul healing?
Well, it was asking my spirit.
How high in the hills was this house?
So high. So high.
What did they ask your spirit?
Kept asking. Well, it was asking my spirit questions about where there was a blockage in my body.
That's nerve-wracking.
Oh, my. But it was so obvious. And it's like, you know all the answers. All the answers are inside.
Everything's
you.
In my chest. How about you?
Oh, that's interesting.
Is it?
I had one in my throat.
Yeah.
And then under my rib.
Okay. So did they release it?
Yeah.
Wow. How did that feel?
Really cathartic.
Yeah.
Whether or not you personally, like you universally believe that this is real or not, mm-hmm. is not my business.
No.
But it did feel great.
Yeah.
And it was cool to talk to strangers about what I was really thinking about myself, you know,
mm-hmm.
which is really interesting.
Are you thinking of doing a psychedelic trip?
Been there, done that.
You have?
Yeah.
No, but like with a shaman kind of thing.
Oh, I would love to do that. My friend actually just texted me. She came back from an ayahuasca trip. Yeah.
In the desert or something.
Yeah. I really want to do
one. Are you going to? Yeah.
I would really like to do that.
Yeah.
What
have you done before hallucinogenic wise?
You know, I think shrooms are.
Yeah. Do you do shrooms often?
Not often.
Microdose or regular?
I've only done regular one time.
I didn't even know. Yeah. I've done shrooms a couple times, but I just don't like anything hallucinogenic.
I usually just microdose when I do it now.
Yeah. Which I hear everyone loves, but, you know, I'm sober, so I'm not participating in that.
Yeah. Well, you know me, like, I don't smoke weed. I don't drink. Yeah. I'm very specific about what goes in my body.
Yeah.
And I think shrooms are natural. And I think if done appropriately in the right context and the right time and the right space with the right people, it's a really beneficial experience.
Totally. Yeah.
I'm trying to make it sound better.
No, I don't. Everyone does it. It's like, so it's so common now. It's just like smoking weed.
Well, it's interesting because I remember I went on a date with this guy I met on Raya like years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Who said that he was microdosing every day for 30 days.
Well, that's crazy.
And I was like, oh, maybe I'll drive. And he was like, you know. And he picked me up in his Range Rover.
Okay.
And then we went to a movie. And at the movie, he was like, they started kicking in, I guess. And he was screaming.
Oh,
in the
my
movie.
God.
I was so embarrassed. They had to have someone from the movie staff come and tell him to calm down twice or they were going to kick him out. And it was the worst movie ever. It was like the Journey to Planet Z, like something so bad. It was so bad. And he was like screaming and he was like so low in his chair. Like he was like, the lights are going down. It was so crazy.
Wait, that is so fucking funny.
Oh, it was insane.
That's
Kelsey.
A crazy date.
Wait, it gets worse.
Oh.
So then after, he was like, all right, you want me to drive me home? And I was like, I'm going to take an Uber.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, I'm fine now. And I was like, I want the date to be over.
Yeah.
I don't care whether or not you're fine. Like, I'm not interested in this crazy person.
That's crazy.
Oh, yeah. And so then we get in his car.
Yeah.
He was, like, forceful.
Uh-huh.
I was afraid. There was, like, a fear that I think this was, like, many years ago now where this is not something... I feel like I'm so much more of my own person now that I would never do that today. But I get in the car with him. And I wish that I hadn't let him know where I lived. You know what I mean? Because this person is insane. We park in front of my house. I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to go do work. And then he locks the doors.
What?
And I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And I was so uncomfortable. And then he gives me a kiss. And I was like, okay. And then, like, I try to reach for the door to unlock it, and he, like, locks the door, and he's like, wait, I want to show you something. And it's not what you think it is. He opens the glove compartment.
Yes.
And there's a gun.
I knew it!
You did?
Well, when you said glove compartment, I knew it was inside. Yeah.
And then I was like, okay.
And you're like,
have you ever shot a gun before? And he's like, I'm just making sure that...
It's like a movie.
Yeah, he's like, I'm just making... Like, think shit's about to go down, and I'm not going to be the only one without a gun. I was like, okay. And then he goes, open the center console. And I was like, no!
A grenade?
Another gun.
Ooh.
And I was like, I have to go.
That's crazy.
And then he goes, okay, I'm going to see you again though, right? And I was like, yeah, bro, I'm just so busy. And he's like, I know where you live.
You just got Australian. He said that?
I know where you live.
That's
crazy.
Did you block him?
Blocked him, never spoke to him again, moved very soon after that.
Is that why you moved?
Part of the reason.
Oh my God. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I learned a lot. From that.
You're open to experience.
I learned a lot. Like, do some vetting. Anytime I go on a date with someone from an app now, I do a FaceTime with them beforehand.
I love that. And I'm glad that you brought that up because when you told me that recently, I was like, that's brilliant. And
brilliant, darling.
And
brilliant.
That's such a great idea. And it's like, one, it's not a waste of time. And two, like, you got to hear someone's voice.
Also, there are just things that you wish you knew about someone before you go on a date with them.
Like?
Where it's like, sometimes someone will look amazing in photos.
Yeah.
But then there'll be like little mannerisms that'll drive you insane. you know what I mean?
Yeah,
where it's
like,
oh, if I had seen like a live photo or a video of this person, I never would have gone on a date with them. Which is interesting. So, yeah.
Do you start with the call or the FaceTime? If you feel like seeing them?
I prefer to FaceTime. But recently I've done calls and one call ended in no date. And then the other call turned into a date.
Hmm.
But, you know.
Are you like, all right, well, I think this sounds good.
I'm like, you don't sound like you're going to murder me. So, okay, great. Yeah.
And then is it awkward for the initial FaceTime or fun?
I just make it really clear. Like, there was one guy who even called it out. He's like, do you just do this to make sure guys aren't creepy? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, yeah, that makes sense.
It's very smart. I love that you do that.
Well, it's also like, if you can't afford to take a time out of your day to FaceTime me so that I feel comfortable going on a date with you, then you're probably not the person for me anyway.
And just for women, so they can repeat this, how do you pitch it to them? If a guy says to you, what's the scenario? Like, oh, you want to go out? And you're like, oh, let's do a call first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Want to FaceTime? Want to call? Like, it's not, I don't know. It's why would that be crazy?
No,
you know?
It's not.
No. I'm just saying it's like, it's
the first not crazy thing you said.
Right. Thank you. Yeah. It's actually, I think, pretty well received.
Yeah. I love that. That's such a great tip that I wish I knew when I was out there.
Yeah.
Any other good tips like that?
I'm single, so do I have any good tips?
But you're doing a very good screening process.
And I will be alone forever because of that.
No.
Some might say
I think that's important because I think... I want to be careful how I say it. Let's say it like this. When we're in our 20s, I think we're so lenient and just like want to go out with people that we'll just go out with anyone.
Yeah.
Or put ourselves through like any experience just because it's like you feel bad. You want to see it through. Like... And as you get older, like your tolerance for what you're going to just put yourself through changes. And it's like respect for yourself and self-worth and just being smarter. And I love it.
I remember being so impressed like 5 years ago, 6 years ago with people who had really big social media followings or were verified.
Yeah.
Where I would have gone on a date with anyone who was verified. Like, literally anyone. You know, I'd be like, oh, my God, and they're verified. Like, so tacky. You know what I mean? To think that. It's so cheesy. And it's interesting because I prefer to go on a date with a guy who wouldn't know social media.
Yeah. I think...
If a guy's posting more selfies than I am, we're in trouble.
Disgusting.
Gross.
It's cool when a guy is private and has, like, 57... Like following 57, like a very
barely
private,
like post once a year sort of thing.
That's so hot.
Oh my, I'm coming.
I know. Mm. I like that too. I think it's very cool with guys who don't care about that. Mm-hmm. Or just like, not into it. It's more unusual today too.
I want to date a guy who's not an actor or comedian.
Yeah.
No two headshots per relationship.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah. We've been working on this for a while.
Yeah. Okay. I'm manifesting it right now. As over 6 feet tall.
Yes.
Has facial hair, great facial hair, great dick.
I don't live in LA. Yeah.
I gotta go on a trip. I think I just gotta go to San Francisco for like a couple of weeks, get pregnant, and come home.
I think that guy's out there in LA. And if it is you, Leah, what is your social media?
At Leah Lamarr, LEAHLAMARR.
And what's your podcast?
Oh, Real Time Crime on iHeartRadio.
And anything else you wanna promote?
I'm going to be in New York for the New York Comedy Festival November 12th, Friday, November 12th. Then I'm going to be at Laughing Spree Fest in Boca Raton. So if you're an old Jew, come on down Saturday, December 4th. Andrew Schultz headlining. And then I've got a lot of shows in between. But those are the two highlights.
And rooms on Clubhouse?
Every day, Monday through Friday, 12:05 p.m.
12:05?
Yes.
Why not 12?
The show's called Afternoon the Light.
That's so...
Thank you.
That's so you.
Thank you. And fuck you, Chelsea.
No, that's so cute. But that's also like only you would think of that little quip. You know, you're very quippy like that.
It is a joke just for me that no one else gets. And now it's like I've made my own prison.
That is so cute.
Thank you.
I love it. And is that your mic show?
It's a booked stand-up show.
Okay.
Yeah. And the audience always tips and people.
That's great.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
Yeah.
So super fun. I host Thursdays. Mm-hmm. I have got other comedians hosting Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. And I think that's it for me.
I love it. Thanks for coming.
Oh my God. Great to see you.
Good to see you as well.
Oh my God. Thanks for getting past your first trimester so you can come hang.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, see you in the metaverse.
I will see you at Air One. Thank you.